This goes to Dr. Michael Stack, S-T-A-C-K, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Ron DeLong. It's capital D-E-L-O-N-G, capital L-O-N-G also. Date of birth 2/21/1941. Dear Dr. Stack, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. DeLong with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, congestive heart failure, and COPD. His weight is unchanged since his last visit of August 9th of 2021. He did receive three of the COVID-19 messenger RNA vaccinations, but both him and his wife became ill with COVID-19 in January of this year. Neither were hospitalized, and he's feeling much better at this point. His wife currently has lung cancer. He believes it's classified as stage one. Initially, they thought it was stage four, but most recently he's learned it's actually stage one. So he's feeling hopeful that she may get some treatment for the lung cancer. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no chest pain or palpitations. He has chronic dyspnea on exertion, secondary to COPD and CHF, but he does not require oxygen. He has chronic nocturia with incontinence, no cloudiness or blood in the urine. He has edema, moderate edema of the lower extremities that is stable, no claudication symptoms. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Diovan with hydrochlorothiazide, 325 milligram once a day. Physical exam, weight is 320 pounds. Blood pressure is slightly elevated today, 188 over 79. When he checks it, it's usually ranging between 130 and 140 over 70 to 80, he reports. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 16th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.3, estimated GFR is 53, sodium is 140, potassium is slightly high, 5.2, that's unusual for Ron, carbon dioxide 31, albumin 4.0, calcium is 9.6, hemoglobin 13.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, with slightly elevated potassium level at this time. We're going to just advise him to follow a low potassium diet, and we'll recheck his labs within 3 months. He has COPD and congestive heart failure that are also stable. Hypertension, and currently the blood pressure is higher than we'd like. We've asked him to check his blood pressure once a day for the next week and then call us with the blood pressure levels in case any of his medications, like the diltiazem, 90 milligram, could possibly be increased. The Diovan is at, with hydrochlorothiazide, is at maximum dose currently. But he agreed to do so. And he's going to follow a low-salt diet also. And he'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.